have a short while tonight, and if you are listening online later to keep up with the study, normal regular report time with our business meeting. So we don't have a long time, but I'll see what we can get done before we have to transition. So let's look tonight on page 277. I'm going to put back up on the screen where we left off last week. And I really hate to have to cut this in the middle because it goes so much together, but it just is what it is. So we'll introduce it tonight, and then we'll pick up next week and really focus more on these verses. So if you're on page 277, and then also turn to Ephesians chapter 5, and the idea and theme we left off with last week is a contrast between darkness and light. And the Bible very clearly calls us, as those who've been called out of darkness, it now calls us children of light and says we ought to live according to that description. So something that's interesting in Ephesians is the application of living in light. This is in chapter 5, around verse 8, where he says, formerly, before you were saved, you were darkness. You may not think so, but you were in darkness. You could not see clearly. But now you are light. So now walk as children of light. Now, from there, he goes to explain and kind of deal with the metaphor of light, darkness, the fruit of the light, the goodness ought to be in our lives. He gets down to verse 15, and I think still considering that metaphor of light and darkness, says you need to be very careful how you live your life. Now, the Bible here says be careful how you walk, but of course it means as you're living your life, and don't be unwise, but be wise and make the most of the days you have. Wow, if people live by that verse, I think that's verse 16, just making the most of your time, the days are evil. And he goes into the idea in verse 18, as you're walking in light, to be filled by the Holy Spirit. So just as a person can become, let me use a $10 word, inebriated, like drunk, and that alcohol then controls their thinking, controls their actions, Paul says in the same way, you ought to be controlled by, under the influence of, the Holy Spirit's leading. Okay. If you're controlled by the Holy Spirit's leading, His presence in your life, you'll be walking in light. Because in God, there is no darkness. This is in 1 John. So, in keeping with the metaphor of light and darkness and being filled with the Holy Spirit, he speaks about worship in verse 19. He speaks about giving thanks in verse 20. And then in verse 21, he speaks about being submissive to one another in what I think is just a humble kindness as you relate to your fellow brother or sister in Christ. Now, if he left it right there, that would be a general principle. But then what he does, he goes into the home. And he talks about how the husband ought to live in the home if he's walking in light, and how the wife ought to live in the home if she is walking in the light. So that is where we are in Ephesians chapter 5. I think it may probably do best for us tonight just to read the passage. And I really don't have any more time than that because we need to switch to the business meeting and reports because it's already time to do so. But let me just read through the passage. And I want you to remember, this is in the context of living in the light, being filled by the Holy Spirit. Okay? If anybody ever asked you, where is the most clear teaching on marriage in the Bible? It's Ephesians chapter 5. Okay? So the challenge is, if you're a man, a husband, be an Ephesians 5 type of husband. If you are a wife, lady, be an Ephesians 5 type of wife. Okay? That's going to be the challenge. Now, let's read through the verses, and then we'll just stop there and we'll pick up with this next week. So here are instructions for a Christian husband and a Christian wife. Okay? Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. The reason for that in verse 23 is that the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, which is the head of the church, So also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Now it switches to the husband. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, speaking about the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory. Okay, that's going to tie us into the book of Revelation, marriage supper of the Lamb. Okay, the church is a bride of Christ metaphor. That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. Now, he kind of sums it up in verse 28. So, husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. Then guess what he does? He quotes scripture. This is like Paul saying, if y'all don't like what I'm saying, let me quote the Bible to you. So it goes back to the book of Genesis. In creation, the institution of marriage. It says in verse 31, for this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. All right, by this point, you're scratching your head because he keeps talking about the church, Christ, husband, wife. You're scratching your head. So then he says in verse 32, all right, this mystery is great, but I'm speaking with a reference to Christ and the church. But nevertheless, now coming back to the home, let each individual among you also love his own wife even as himself. And let the wife see to it that she respect her husband. Now, I really, really hate to stop right there, but I'm already 5 minutes, 3-4 minutes over. And so that's the passage in the context of light and darkness filled with the Holy Spirit. The passage that Paul focuses on regarding marriage, the role of the husband and role of the wife. And basically what he's going to say is if the wife is walking in the light, she's going to follow what God says for her role in the home. If the husband is walking in the light, he's going to follow what God says for his role in the home. And I'm not going to stay here a long, long time next week, but there is so much application in these verses. And I can tell you in about 23 years of being in like a pastoral position in churches, I love it. I love it when people come to me and want to talk. Like I truly do. And I can tell you there's been a good number of times, I think a very specific lady right now, but a good number of times through the years when, you know, folks come with issues in the home and I'll listen and, you know, jot down notes and eventually we get to these verses. And say, here's my question. Are you doing what God says you ought to be doing as a husband? Are you doing what God says you ought to be doing as a wife? And people look at that and like, well, no, I'm kind of doing it the world's way. Well, you're not going to have the marriage you want to have then. And when I do premarital counseling with couples, we spend an entire session just on the role of the husband, role of the wife. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't get these nailed down before you say I do, it's going to be a lot harder later. Right? So this is, it's really practical, but it's a concept of being filled by the Holy Spirit. What does that look like in your life as a husband and wife? That's what he's focusing on. So Ephesians 5, 22, 33, that is a marriage passage in the Bible. And we'll have to unpack it next week.